This is episode 230, recorded March, Friday the 13th, 2015. Packard pokes at adopted, apologized, and perfectly punished. I want to thank C. Walker from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the ill of Illinois is Dana, the talking primate.
Hi, my name is Dana, and Packard's an alcoholic.
Not far from the truth, actually. I come from a family of alcoholics. That's why I don't drink, except for water. Can you be an alcoholic on water?
If there's alcohol in the water.
maybe the water has memory of all the alcoholics before it.
It's probably been run through somebody's filtration system. A couple of livers in there. That water tastes like it's 2 billion years old.
Yeah, I know it does, doesn't it? It tastes like it's 3 billion. Yes, it's 3 billion years old. It's 3 billion year old water. Ooh, but I still love it. All right, well, we got a good show for you tonight, so let's get on to our first topic for this evening. When you have kids, you're responsible for what happens to them. And when you adopt a child, you are just as equally responsible for that child, just as if they were your own. And this Republican, his name is Justin Harris, and he's our state representative. And he pretty much got the Department of Human Services to adopt out these two girls, maybe I think two or three girls, to his family. And they are batshit crazy Christians. And how do I know this? Because they not only decided to get rid of this child that they thought was a menace or demon possessed, they thought the child had, yep, you got it, telepathy, because I use telepathy. No, that's not a thing. I can't believe these people think that telepathy is a thing. They think demons are real. What makes this even worse is that the Harrises apparently had given this one girl, who had a history of being sexually abused from previous families that they had been with, got them into their clutches, and then they couldn't deal with this. So they took away all her toys and said the demons were telling them that they can't have their toys. They can't enjoy their toys. They can't enjoy things. So they took away all their toys, any clothing that, away from them that was colorful in nature, because demons. And that's not even the worst part of all this shit. When they decided to second-hand the poor child, they second-handed it to a person who worked for them at their Christian daycare. And this person sexually assaulted this 6-year-old child. I have no words for the stupidity of these people for taking this child and forcing the Department of Health or Human Services to, I don't know, they thought it was a gift, you know, they forced this. They used pressure from above or people that they knew to get this child into their home. And then as soon as the child was unable to deal with their craziness. So they decided, oh, let's just, we'll say that the child has a demon and get rid of it. Danny, your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, usually when I'm a co-host on your show, I have the snarky little comment times three or four. I got nothing on this one, man. This is, there is absolutely nothing funny about this story. Some of the things that you left out is that there's actually three girls in question.
Oh, it's three girls. Okay, I thought it was two, right? But
there was like one was two, one was four, and one was six.
Yeah, okay.
And the mom thought that, now this is all coming from the babysitter, but I think I would trust the babysitter over this Arkansas Republican any day of the week. She was the one that told the stories about how they thought that the children were demonically possessed.
Mm-hmm.
At least two of them, and then that they would, again, they would take away their toys, and they would take away their ability to communicate with one another.
Yeah.
Because they thought that they really did, they really thought that they were telepathic.
Yeah.
And then the worst part about it is that the that this Justin Harris character basically said that when he was confronted and like the shit hit the fan and everybody finally figured out what was going on and how, and were able to follow the footsteps, basically he blamed the Department of Health and Human Services for misrepresentation and what have you. Now, I don't even find it slightly ironic that a Republican congressperson goes immediately to bashing the same organization that helped him get these kids in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was like, I couldn't believe that. They forced the Department of Human Services to give them these child, and they were warned. They explicitly said, hey, you don't want these children. We don't want you to have these children. Oh, no, no, no. I know better because I'm a Republican and I'm a fucking Christian, so I obviously know better. Oh, these people are just crazy.
So the weird thing about it is, you know, that brings up the big question. So that if you decide that the kids that you legally adopted don't work out, you can just rehome them to somebody?
Yeah. I guess you like you give away like a pet, you know. Oh, you know, this dog's just not working out. He's piddling on the floor. We're just going to give him to another home. Oh, this child, I can't get this child to pray, and so I'm going to give him to another home because they won't follow my crazy Christian rules.
Yeah, you definitely have to make sure that you let people read the articles. They're very long, but both of the articles basically spell out this really horrible story. Now there are some good points to this that like the girls are actually flourishing now because they found they did find a new home for them. And the people that they were staying with before were very involved in their adoption process, and mm-hmm. those were the ones that were sitting around the table kind of like red flagging it.
Yeah.
And then when they went to go sign the paperwork and everything, everybody else was like 100% on board, so you know that this guy had some pull.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sick. So
yes.
So on that, it looks like we have two kinds of Christians here in this story. We have the ones who behaved in a Christ-like manner, and then the ones that acted like complete fundamentalist fuckwads, complete with demons and exorcisms.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is also here, it says that they were locked in rooms and they put trained video cameras on them. I mean, with fucking padlocks. We were talking about this on last week's show. Joe was telling us how somebody had called DHS on his friend. And he had tools in a closet, and he had a lock on the outside of the closet because there's fucking dangerous tools in there. And they said that he was locking his kids in this closet. And I'm like, he's like telling them there's a lock on there because there's dangerous tools in there, and there's no room for a child to be in there anyway, and I wouldn't let a child in there anyway because there's dangerous tools in there. And these people were... this person is a state representative, and he's locking a child in a room with a video camera trained on them. I mean, how fucking nutsoid is that?
That's pretty crazy. And this guy this guy's got some pretty big, big hairy ones, because in one of his depositions, he said, I don't care what the people of Arkansas think about me, and I don't care if I lose my position. I only care what my wife and my three sons think about me. Well, the people of Arkansas think you're a monster, and hopefully no one will vote for you, and you should be in prison. And your sons, well, they have the internet, and hopefully they know how to read.
Yeah, I hope they know how to read. I hope they know how to read. Damn, it just... these people do not know logic. And speaking of logic, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. And we bring back the logical fallacy game. And our logical fallacy tonight is assuming that the only option on the table is perfect success, then rejecting anything that will not work perfectly. Is this A, appeal to spite, B, anecdotal evidence, C, bias generalization, or bias generalizing, or D, perfectionist fallacy? Let's see what the chat room has to say. Dana, while you're thinking about that. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with D, perfectionist fallacy.
Okay. Karn is saying, first he said C, but I think that was because we had a little error earlier. Trevor is saying, this is a test. Packer is distracted from the problem presented to give false answers. Absolutely, that's what happened.
That's a Packard fallacy.
That's a Packard fallacy. Connie's saying, thanks, Obama. It was Obama's fault. That's the problem here.
That's Obama fallacy.
The Obama fallacy. So you think it's which one, Dana?
I think it's D, the perfectionist fallacy.
Absolutely correct. It is the at perfectionist fallacy. Ding, 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 ding.
Woo. Win.
Win. So you are so good at this, Dana.
And thank you.
And Karn, you got it right too. You got D on the nose there. So yes, this is the perfectionist fallacy, and if you don't get total success on it, does not mean you have to give it up. You can always try again. All right.
Science.
That's what science is. Science. All right. Well, we're going to be back here after just a few moments, after some brief but very interesting words.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
So if God is you and me and we're God, he's not perfect. Because we're pretty far from it. And how can he be perfect? He's not. It shows in his work.
And speaking of showing, and thank you, George, for that great intro. I know he can't hear us because he's dead, but he still lives on in our memories. But he's right in this thing here when he shows it says it shows in his work, because these Christians on Facebook, they've got this site called Demand the Apology. And they have a petition to demand that Barack Obama say, I'm sorry for going to war. No. Saying that he's a Christian. No, it's not that. They want him to say an apology for telling the truth. And what was that truth? Well, several weeks ago, he was at a national prayer meeting, and he said, hey, Christians, you don't get on your high horses because some extremist Christians, and in your Christian past, you did some pretty horrific things, just like ISIS did. You guys had killed people, tortured them, cut off their heads, the whole nine yards. Same thing ISIS is doing now. And their Christians have lost their fucking minds. So they have started a petition online to demand that the president say, I'm sorry for telling the truth. This is from a site called the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which is kind of ironic because they don't understand the word freedom. And we have this thing in this country where you are allowed to say what you want, I mean, within reason, and especially if it's something that's fucking true. I mean, they have a Facebook page, and they have their own webpage, and their webpage is just as nutty as this petition is. Dana, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know what's funnier, that this threat exists or that the Faith and Freedom Coalition kind of means the exact opposite of what it's intended to.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously, Obama's 100% right on this one. But the problem is that the Christians they're all offended and feeling persecuted because he basically brought up the Crusades. And now he thinks that now all they see, they hear ISIS and Christians in the same sentence, and their brain just pretty much just locks on that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're offended. I heard Phyllis Schlafly's ancient vagina blew up over the weekend because of it. That thing hasn't seen action since World War I. The best part of this, well, there's two things about this. First of all, the atheists are out in full riot gear. They're not editing any of these comments, which is pretty glorious if you ask me.
Yeah.
There are memes on there I've never seen before, so it's been a lot of say picture ass, say picture ass, say picture ass.
Yeah.
So I have like a whole new meme base, so look for that on my Facebook page. And and basically the comments are just one, like 100% classic. They're like, the Christians are bringing out like they're making references to like Israel and what have you.
Yeah.
And the atheists are you just have to go to this thing. Why ask for an apology? The wizard can give you a brain.
I like this one. It says, this is a meme that's on there. It says, if you think Christianity was never like radical Islam, you haven't studied Christian history.
That's not funny. That's true.
That's absolutely true.
These are hilarious.
Yeah, there was one that Chris Rock apparently posted onto Twitter or Facebook. I know it's on his Twitter. It says, only President Obama could get gas to 250, end two wars, get Bin Laden, bring unemployment below 8%, and then be told he's failing as president.
That's a great one. Bonnie Renato says, how dare he speak the truth? The nerve, rolling my eyes.
You know, some of these nut jobs, now they were saying, now this is from the nut job parts of it. It says, look at him. He is evil. He will never apologize. Well, why fucking should he? He's not evil. In fact, he's probably one of the best presidents we've had in a long time. I mean, at least in the last, I don't know, 10 years, we were served under Bush 1.0 and 2.0. Ugh.
That's good. Here's one from Cody Collins from the right-wing contingency. You're going to love this. That's a lie. Catholicism killed a lot of people. Christianity killed sin and replaced it with eternal life.
Oh, I saw that one earlier. Wow.
And then he says, Islam killed everything in its path and leaves behind misery and shame. Christianity never did that.
Yeah. There are some of these other ones here. Like from somebody that this person, Janet Heath Fletcher Gallant, said, "Why ask for an apology when what he said is true? During the Crusades and the Inquisition, many atrocities were perpetrated in the name of Christ, and that's not saying Christianity is the same as ISIS." That's exactly right. She's actually right. They're not saying it's the same as ISIS. They're saying that their history of what they did back then was, well, what's similar, but what they're doing now.
Yep. Oh. Maureen Hunt says, "He reminded people of the ugly history of Christians. Can't change history. Deal with it."
Exactly. And then there's this great meme. It says, "You criticize the leader of Israel, it means that you hate Israel," says the Americans who hate America's leader.
I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Obama.
There's another one by Guinevere Jane Hawks. Says, "Christians," and this great picture of someone burning someone at the stake here, "burning people to death before ISIS was cool."
That's good.
That's wow. And someone
how about this one? "A man without Jesus in his life is like a fish without a bicycle."
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, my God. This one, here's another one. There's a picture of a guy holding a Bible. It says, "Blames Obama for the stuff the president has no control over. Never blames God for disasters, starvation, and mass killings, even though he's supposed to have control over everything." Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are fucking fruit bat. I mean, they're not just baddie. These people are fruit bat baddie. I don't know if that makes them even worse, but they're fruit baddie. Damn.
Pat Martin says, "Such a hypocrite." HIPPOCRIT. Can't tell if he's trolling or serious.
Right. Oh, damn. These people are just fucking nutty as a fruitcake. I can't. Someone actually posted a picture of a Lamisil crate. It's for, you know, the Lamisil. This is an actual picture of the thing. It says, "Cures most jock itch." And it said, this is what this thread really needs is, you know. Need some Lamisil.
David Dobbs says, "I don't want an apology. I want a resignation."
Yeah, I saw that one. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. These people, they don't understand their own history. They've been whitewashed. They've been brainwashed. They've been told that Christians are these great, loving people. And for, you know, a good portion of them out there, they are nice people. They help others and things like that. But when you tell them that the religion they believe in had some bloody history, they either they don't know it, or they get their fingers in there and they go la 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 la, and they deny it completely. Like, oh no, you're just making shit up, and like, no, we're not. Read your goddamn Bible.
Hey, did you see the tweet from Sally Cohn when he was talking about the shooters? It says, "Muslim shooter equals entire religion guilty. Black shooter, entire race guilty. White shooter, mentally troubled lone wolf."
Yeah, I've seen ones like that before. Yeah, there is a lot of if look for this. It's the FF Coalition on Facebook. So if you want to get in on this to voice your opinion and tell these people how fucking nutty these people are, that's the ones you want to look for.
FF stands for fucking fruitcake.
Fucking fruitcake. The best meme that's on here, though, I have to say before we get on to our next topic here, it says, "Have you ever listened to someone for a while and wondered who ties your shoelaces for you?" That's my favorite. That one is my favorite.
Mama. My mama ties my shoelaces.
My mama ties shoelaces, right. Okay, well, we're going to shift gears and talk with our special guest, Mr. Priestley. He's made a special visit with us again. So let's get on to talking with Mr. Priestley.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
I love that record scratch. We have a letter here to Mr. Priestley. It says, "Dear Mr. Priestley, my son, who is 12 years old and is constantly sassing me, I want to correct him, but is he too old to spank? I am really at my wit's end with him. What should I do?" Signed, Taunted in Texas. Dear Taunted in Texas, well, you came to the right place. I had children, and I turned to the good book for help regarding this when they were younger. I learned that spanking does them no good, so I suggest you do the following. You go to Leviticus 29, and it says, "Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death, because they have cursed their father or mother. Their blood shall be on their own head." That's a bit extreme. You have to follow the good book. Okay. Wow. Mr. Priestley must be into the applesauce. Dana, what do you think of that?
Well, I think Mr. Priestley needs a nap, but... Poor Mr. Priestley. But you know what I say? Spare the stoning, spoil the child.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to spare you from stoning, so we're going to get out of here. So I want to thank everybody who came to the show tonight and joined in the conversation. And we will be back next week with our regular longer show. And in 2 weeks, we have a topic subject, and we have a special guest that's going to be joining us. So be sure you make it to the show in 2 weeks, or at least make it to next week if you can. That'd be great. All right, we'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes That. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.